Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max two-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro, count on it.
Medicare beneficiaries, it's that time again. This is your chance to get new coverage or to make changes to your existing coverage for 2021. You can enroll in Original Medicare with a Medicare Supplement Insurance Policy or make a switch from a Part D Medicare Advantage Plan. Gen Healthy Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans take your health as seriously as you do. Visit GenHealthy.com, click Get My Rate, and see what your rate could be. Visit GenHealthy.com today.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off with coupon. Or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans is the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to Nick Costos. You can join Nick, Danny Parkins, and Ross Tucker Saturday on The Score for the Bet Rivers You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff from 8 a.m. to noon. And Nick joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Morning, Nick. How are you?
Morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you and, of course, the great people of Chicago on this glorious Football Friday. What's going on?
Well, we're just recovering from watching the game last night and trying
Same.
To figure out, yeah, what the heck's going on and what happened to the one of the great divisions in football years ago, I guess, to be honest about it. But I don't know what happened.
The 80s and 90s seemed like a long time ago. Like the Giants, the then Redskins and Cowboys were basically alternating Super Bowl championships. Last night was rough, man. And look, I don't hide it. You know, I'm a New Yorker. I'm a Giants fan. That was rough last night, man. It's just like one kick in the junk followed by the next, like a couple weeks ago with the Yankees. And then last night, the Giants, man, it's just tough. But as we kind of handicap this division moving forward, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, and I really think I try to be objective. Like sometimes I get sucked into the fan experience, not terribly often, but it does happen sometimes, if I'm being honest. I think the Giants might actually be the best team in this division. Like they have the best defense. They're in every game that they've played. They played the Eagles in a couple weeks again here. I don't think it's crazy to think the Giants at 1-6 could potentially still win the NFC East. And I know we still have a game to come up on Sunday between Dallas and Washington. I have a pretty strong feel on that game as well.
Wow, that's quite a prediction, Nick. Interesting. So why can't the Bears get any respect? They're 5-1. They're going to L.A. You look at the line, it is what it is. Why is it what it is?
Well, I think, you know, the offense stinks. Like, it's a fantasy football world that we live in, and no one on the offense really does anything except for Allen Robinson occasionally when they can throw the ball, you know, 10 yards in his vicinity. So I think all of these factors are a quarterback change from Trubisky, obviously, to Nick Foles. I think all these things contribute to it. But, you know, I said with you guys last week that we would be saying this week that the Bears are the worst 5-1 team in NFL history. Like, I loved the Bears last week against the Panthers. They were able to get the job done for us. So we are kind of able, I feel like, to profit – based on the disrespect in the market shown by fans and also by sports bettors, quite honestly, to the Chicago Bears. So I'm looking at the game coming up on Monday night, and obviously there's a lot still to come out in this game in terms of injury reports, etc. We won't have that fully until Saturday with the Monday night game, but I'm going to bet the Bears on Monday night, guys. I'm going to bet the Bears getting the points, getting the 6 points here. I love their defense in this matchup against Jared Goff and the Rams offense. And I think Foles can do some stuff here against this Rams defense. I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout or that the Bears are even going to win the game outright, but they're getting 6 points right now at Bet Rivers. So I like the Bears on Monday night to cover that spread.
That's interesting. I think it's covering the spread is one thing. I think it's two different conversations. But I'm with you. I think that they should be significantly better than maybe expected. I worry about Aaron Donald in the position he's in, given the fact that he did not have a great game. And when a guy that good is coming off something that he regrets, it's always problematic.
No, there's no doubt about it. But here's the one thing that I would say for that I think Bears fans need to feel good about. And Bears fans obviously know this, but maybe not to the degree that it's actually true. Like, it's like if you play fantasy football, I go through this exercise every week, right? Like, I had the Buccaneers in a bunch of leagues, and then the Bucs go, you know, go on the bye, or the rough matchup last week against Green Bay. So I dropped the Bucs defense, which I shouldn't have done. And you're looking at other defenses, right? And it's like, how many of these defenses are actually good that on like a weekly basis you'd be comfortable playing in fantasy football? And I'm just using that example because I think it's something everyone can relate to. There aren't that many difference-making units defensively in the National Football League in 2020. And I think the Chicago Bears are absolutely one of them. Does that mean the Bears can win the Super Bowl? I think probably not. I think this team's got some major issues that'll hold it back from like that ultimate goal. But this is a playoff team, man. Like, no matter how bad the offense is, you can count on that defense week in and week out showing up, and I think we'll see it travel to L.A. on Monday night.
So what else do you like this weekend, Nick? You look at the Jets. That's a big number, but it's still the Jets.
If it's Sam Darnold, I in all seriousness, may give the Jets a look, but I think it's expected to be right now Joe Flacco. I'll give the same advice on that game that I give every other week with the Jets. If you like the Jets, just bet the under. Like, they're not going to be able to score points, so, like, don't put yourself through the torture of betting on Joe Flacco and Adam Gase for 3 hours on a Sunday. Just go under 45. Like, that would be my suggestion. Otherwise, lay it with the Bills and don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about watching the game.
Who do you like? Who's your best pick here?
All right, so let's get through a couple of them here. I want to go to the NFC North with the Detroit Lions on the road in Atlanta visiting the Falcons. So I did get this at 3 on Monday, and a shameless self-promotion here. We do a segment on Mondays on You Better You Bet, the games that we're already betting for the week to come. So we bet the Lions plus 3. That number is now 2 over at Bet Rivers. But if you miss the 3, I'm still okay with betting the Lions plus 2 because I think Detroit's going to go into Atlanta and win the game. I think the Lions are the better team, and I don't want people to get sucked into what we saw the Falcons do last week against the Vikings, who are so bad that they literally waved the white flag on their season yesterday by trading Yannick Ngakoue to the Ravens. So let's go with the Detroit Lions on the road in Atlanta. How about the Carolina Panthers, guys, catching 7.5 on the road in New Orleans? Saints coming off their bye, but Michael Thomas may not play in this game. You know, he's got the high ankle sprain. Now he's dealing with the hamstring. Practiced in a limited fashion on Wednesday and then not at all yesterday. That's a really bad sign for Michael Thomas, and the Saints defense has not been good this season. Like, and I'm not convinced that, you know, a bye week off is going to, you know, be the tonic to cure their L's. So I'm getting over a touchdown here. Give me the Carolina Panthers catching 7.5 on the road in New Orleans. Sunday night game, if I can get anything above a field goal with the home team, the Arizona Cardinals, we know this was going to be the Bucs-Raiders game, and then, you know, the Raiders' whole offensive line wants to get the coronavirus. You know, not great. And hopefully they're all healthy, obviously, but we don't know if that game's going to be played. So I like Kyler Murray and the Cardinals catching 3.5 as a home underdog against the Seattle Seahawks. And here's like a close-your-nose special. The Chargers are 7.5-point favorites at home over the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are terrible. I think Gardner Minshew stinks. I know social media loves him because, like, oh, he's got a mustache. That's so funny. Or it's not funny at all. It's just like a stupid mustache on a quarterback that's not very good. So this is not a bet on the Jaguars here. It's a bet against Anthony Lynn. What do we see Anthony Lynn do as a head coach in the NFL? He, like, wants to coach in close games. Like, that's what he prefers to do. Like, he likes when the games are closer, which is bizarre, obviously, but then you look at the numbers and they play out. When the Chargers are big underdogs, you can bet on the Chargers. When the Chargers are big favorites, you can bet against the Chargers here. So it's not a bet on the Jaguars. We will take the 7.5 with Jacksonville on the road at the Chargers as a bet against Anthony Lynn.
Any World Series advice?
I like the Rays. You know, I bet the Rays before the series, had them in game one, that was a loser. Had them in game two, that was a winner. I still think that there's value with Tampa, and I get why the Dodgers are the betting favorite here, obviously, the star-studded roster in the bigger market, but I think the Rays may have definitely have a better bullpen, may have the better starting rotation, assuming, we'll see what Walker Buehler does tonight here, but interesting pitching matchup in tonight's game with Buehler going for the Dodgers. You know, we haven't seen Buehler pitch that well this postseason, more to do with the blisters, I think, than anything else, and all we're talking about Buehler's with the tight pants from the NLCS, like, which is not good when you want your number one starter to go out there and pitch well, so we're not talking about his pants. And old Dodgers nemesis Charlie Morton starting tonight for Tampa. We remember back in 2017 when the lying, cheating, fraudulent Houston Astros cheated to win the World Series. It is worth noting, Charlie Morton was one of their pitchers and pitched well in that World Series, specifically against the Dodgers. So we're actually seeing money start to trickle in on Tampa. Dodgers opened like minus 150. Over at Bet Rivers, Dodgers currently sitting around minus 145. So I like Tampa in tonight's game. I think there's value with Tampa to win this game tonight, and I do think there's value in Tampa to win the World Series. That doesn't mean Tampa's going to win, obviously, but I can tell you guys that a lot of the sharp bettors that we deal with on You Better You Bet did bet the Rays prior to the series starting.
Nick, you know, the Big Ten, it jumps in tonight is the first game, and I would imagine it takes a little bit of time to figure out who these teams are, especially under these circumstances. How long does that take, and when do you jump in?
Well, the two answers are different, my man. I think, it may take a week or two to figure out, but I don't want to sit on the sidelines, man. I'm excited for Big Ten football, so I'm jumping right in. I can run through a couple games that I like very quickly here. So the Friday night game tonight, Illinois on the road at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's nearly a 20-point favorite here. I like Illinois. I don't think Illinois can pull the upset, and I think Wisconsin's smarting from the outright loss last year at Illinois. But with Peters back at Illinois, there's continuity there. Wisconsin starting Mertz, like the redshirt freshman quarterback who's very, very highly heralded, but like it's a big spot here. You know, it's like first game of the season and like at the end of October here. So I'm going to go ahead and say Wisconsin better over the balance of the season, but I think Illinois can keep this game close tonight. So I will take the Fighting Illini tonight, catching the 20 over at the Bet River Sportsbook. When we turn the page to tomorrow, Saturday night, this is going to be fun in primetime. Michigan visiting Minnesota. Michigan a 3.5-point favorite right now at Bet Rivers, and Michigan starting a new quarterback here in Milton, and I think a lot of people expect Milton to be awesome, but that's a lot of turnover on offense there for Michigan. New offensive linemen, new wide receivers, and Minnesota's got continuity with Tanner Morgan, the quarterback, and then a first-round pick in the NFL draft, wide receiver Rashad Bateman, and a really good coach in PJ Fleck. So I want to take the points with Minnesota, but more importantly, guys, the pick I really like in that game, give me the first half under and the full game under 54, Minnesota and Michigan. I think it's going to take Michigan's offense a little while to get going, less a commentary on the players and more just like the situation and the circumstances. And while Minnesota's got those big-name players on offense, we know that Jim Harbaugh defenses are always good. So give me the under coming up tomorrow night in Michigan and Minnesota.
Good stuff, Nick.
Love it. Thanks, Nick.
Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you and all the great listeners in Chicago minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
That's Nick Kostos. He's the host of You Better You Bet on Radio.com Sports and the countdown to kickoff that you can hear 8 a.m. Sunday here on The Score. All right. Dan Bernstein is out today, but that gives us an opportunity to talk to Matt Spiegel. So we'll bring in Matt next, and we'll get a chance to chat with him. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 at The Score.
The Dan Bernstein Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Mike Emmerich, hello.
Daniel, what do you say?
It's bittersweet for those of us who've enjoyed your work for so long. Wishing you nothing but the best. Why now?
Here, I've had all of these seasons that have passed, and I'm still health-wise okay. As a time in my life when my wife and I are both okay, this was time.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room. Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women, and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible, Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START, myhealthpolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off with coupon. Or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limit, hearing full stop, making lane change, signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers, Drug and Fire Insurance, exchanges, or affiliate.
Zenni offers prescription glasses starting at $695, as well as affordable sunglasses, blue blockers, and more. The best part? Try any frame, anywhere, with our 3D virtual try-on. Visit Zenni.com today and change the way you buy glasses forever.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need, from job lot quantities to small supply runs, delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing. So are we. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers, Truck, and Fire Insurance, exchanges, or affiliate.
For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean.
Here we are at the Beat Kitchen.
We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues. venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
The hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This